sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
These are trying times. The ubiquity of the COVID-19 virus has set off health alarms urging us to keep social distancing. That's what we're supposed to do, according to medical experts. Think of what an oxymoron this term is, social distance. Oxymoron means something that is both sharp and dull at the same time, an inherent contradiction, a figure of speech in which opposite ideas or terms are combined like thunderous silence or sweet sorrow. Under normal circumstances, to be social is the opposite of distant. To be social is to gather, embrace, greet, and share in each other's lives. To be distant is to be unsocial. But for now, we are encouraged to be socially distant in order to keep the plague from spreading. How can we do that? Clearly, we need to keep distance between our bodies. 6 feet, the good standard, from what I read. Social distancing is caring, but at a distance. Hugs and handshakes are rapidly becoming rare, if not taboo. But the upside of modern technology, email, Skype, Zoom, cell phones, is that there are many ways to be social while keeping one's distance. Thankfully, coronaviruses don't travel through cyberspace. So take time to call, text, Skype someone you love. Make contact with someone whom you think could be alone, depressed, or ill. Can love travel through the airwaves or high-speed internet? Yes, because the human voice or words, even at a distance, can bring us together, especially during this time of forced physical separation. But let me share my great concern about these trying times. It's not fear of dying. Sooner or later, we all die. Social distancing may become a habit, and the flames of fear and hysteria and social distancing could be here to stay. We must not let that happen. Because we are by nature social creatures, we naturally congregate, whether it's a church or a city gang, a political rally, quilters guild. We must gather because we humans are social mammals, and on a deeper level, we are more than physical creatures. We're also spiritual creatures made in the image and likeness of God. It means we're created to love and be loved. Many today say the social fabric in America has become a bit threadbare. With the coronavirus epidemic, the thin thread could stretch to the breaking point. Will it? In last week's political opinion piece, David Brooks reminds us, suffering can be redemptive. We learn more about ourselves in these hard periods, end quote. Tragically, some, perhaps many, will die. Let's don't let the virus kill our capacity to love. In many instances, I'm hearing about people far and wide who are reaching deep within and finding new ways to care. Don't touch physically, but reach out and touch nevertheless. When all this is over, I hope we'll be able to dispense with social distance and return to social intimacy, wrapping our arms around each other in love once again. That's who we are. That's what we are meant to do. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.